when you say bamboo, most people think of bamboo as a product. But bamboo is actually a plant. And one of the reasons why we're here is to explain to the people who are working in the biodiversity world that the values and benefits of bamboos in rattan are very important and can help achieve many of the Aichi targets.
So what are some of these benefits?
Well, bamboos are very fast-growing plants. In fact, arguably the fastest growing in the world. The Chinese bamboo grows 1 meter per day during its growth season. And that means that bamboos absorb carbon dioxide as much as, if not faster, than any other plant. And compared to a forest, a bamboo plantation actually collects and captures more CO2 than the equivalent forest of trees. But the other issue is that bamboos have very strong roots, and they are therefore incredibly good tools against soil erosion and to help restore degraded lands. They also have leaf fall that helps actually get productivity back into the soils. So to plant bamboo can help you with both your Red Plus targets and restoration targets.
Can you give me an example of where bamboo is being used in the world, where it's already bringing benefits?
We've had lots of experience in China, where in fact bamboo has been used in the southern parts of China for many years now to restore mainly degraded, bad agricultural land. But a very interesting example that we've been working on is a project in Allahabad in India, where some years ago, in fact in the early noughties, we started a project with a local NGO to restore 4,000 hectares of land that was completely devastated for brickmaking. Now, some 10 years later, there's about 85,000 hectares of land that have been restored, helping some 700,000 plus people. So basically, we've used bamboo to rebuild the life of a large community that are now having money, have a livelihood again, and can plant crops and, interestingly enough, all kinds of secondary benefits.
So it seems like there are a lot of benefits to using bamboo. Are there any drawbacks?
Drawbacks is maybe a strong word. Some of the challenges that are either perceived or are real. One is that some people call bamboo an invasive species. And that is because the roots are so strong that, sure enough, after some years, you will find that the roots of a bamboo, and not all species, this is what they call the running bamboo species, will go maybe, 100 meters or so. That means if you plant that bamboo, for example, in your private garden, the neighbors may be very upset. Or if you use it in urban development, it might actually go under the pavement or get into some of the foundations. But if you use that bamboo in a rural setting where you are trying to stop erosion, it's very, very effective. And I don't think that you could really say it's invasive, because it doesn't spread by seeds. It's just the way that the root systems work. Another challenge is basically the fact that although bamboo grows throughout the world, in some countries it hasn't really been used, and therefore the bamboo plantations have become very unhealthy. As it is a grass, to make a bamboo crop healthy, you actually have to cut it, completely against the idea of cutting trees. So in some countries you find that the bamboo is not very healthy because they haven't used it.
So how is your organization helping countries become more aware of the benefits of bamboo?
Well, as we are an intergovernment organization, and I head the secretariat, our main job is to help our members, really, to put it very simply. What that entails is a lot of policy work. So it is representing our members' interests on global events like the CBD COP. But for example, we will also be in Lima later this year at the Climate Change COP. I've gone to the FAO Global Discussions about Forestry, to the World Agroforestry Congress. So we are representing the interests of our members at the international policy arena. We're working with them on national policy issues. We're doing a lot of awareness raising, technology transfer, training, information. We're helping with the international trade, because we are the international commodity body, so we're responsible for the trade of bamboo products. And we actually run some projects as well to basically show how to do it well.